News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The driving force, of course, for all of the impact in terms of both the shifts in oil markets and in bond markets, which have been up and down fairly significantly in recent weeks, has been the Israeli and American assault on Iran. Donald Trump maintains that there are great talks, great progress, that things are being achieved, and that there is going to be a five-day reduction in hostilities to reward Iran for the talks. Talks that Iran say they are not party to, don't exist, and are there only to try to game the markets. To try to make sense of this, I'm joined by Duncan Bullivant, who's CEO of Henderson Risk Group and himself a former British Army officer and former UK diplomat. Duncan, we would sort of expect that there would be some kind of back channel discussions going on, even in the worst of hostilities. In that context, it seems odd for Iran to so firmly nail their colours to their mast and say, this is not happening, there are no talks. Where is the truth, do you think?
I think the truth is probably halfway between the two. There's no doubt that the impact on the markets, on the global oil price and other indices has probably taken the Trump administration a little bit by surprise. It's taken us all by surprise, to be honest with you. But the current situation is that, you know, Israel is also issuing statements which contradict Donald Trump. And, you know, you've got Netanyahu on the one hand saying that regardless of talks and regardless of any potential settlement, they're going to carry on with the bombing campaign. They're not going to slow down on anything. Trump has decided that perhaps he needs to tame the beast and calm the market. And he is, of course, surrounded by advisors and friends and associates who would love to see the market go up and down as much as possible because they make money on every turn. But that's a slightly cynical view. But the long-term prospect for this campaign and the idea that the oil price is going to remain stable over the next few weeks and months is pie in the sky. We're into slightly uncharted territory at the moment.
In terms of any potential negotiation that might occur, what's in it for Iran to do a deal? Because they were midway through negotiations, or were at least in the process of dialogue and discourse, when all of this kicked off.
Yeah, the issue is really whether or not Iran was negotiating in good faith. And we know that before June last year, Iran had about 440 kilograms of enriched uranium at 60% enrichment, which in real terms means that from that they could produce 90% enriched uranium on the basis of enough every 25 days to produce a single nuclear weapon. That's the real issue here. And the US team, supported by Israeli intelligence and US analysis of the situation, frankly believed that the Iranians were pulling the wool over their eyes. There's been no independent verification of that for the last 4 years. And so they felt, in many ways, one of the causes belli, one of the reasons to launch this attack or this raid, which is another issue, was really to remove once and for all Iran's current ability to produce nuclear weapons. Now, that's a good story, and that's gives some sort of credibility and some sort of reason for launching this military intervention. Whether or not it is the case, it remains to be seen. But that might provide an off-ramp for the United States, because if the US can demonstrate that it has removed this highly enriched uranium and that Iran is now years off producing nuclear weapons, then well done, the United States. They can claim some form of victory. But I don't think it's going to be that easy for them to disengage.
Will they be able to drag Israel down the off-ramp with them?
That remains to be seen. What we have to remember is that Iran is a nation of 93 million people. Its land mass is three times larger than France, and it has been stockpiling weapons, both smart weapons and not so smart weapons, for many, many years. And so it's not an easy nut to crack. What is also interesting, there are two things coming out of Washington at the moment which are worthy of note. One is a lot of the insiders in Washington are referring to this military intervention as a raid, and that gives you an indication that they don't see this as a long-term engagement. And two is that Netanyahu refers to regime change pretty much every time he speaks in public at the moment. The two are at odds. And at some point, the United States is going to have to rein in Israel yet again, because Israel's objective, I think, is starting to appear a little less aligned with the United States.
Duncan, good to talk to you. Thank you for your time this morning. Duncan Bullivan, CEO of Henderson Risk Group, former British Army officer and risk analyst. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.